Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your State Representative John Evans of the 5th Legislative District in Erie and Crawford Counties. Representative Evans, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, a new legislative session has just started. Swearing in happened just this week, and there's good news for you and for the folks around northwestern Pennsylvania in that you have a chairmanship of an important committee this year.
Yes, thank you. And the House Majority Leader has nominated me and selected me as the chairman of the House Game and Fisheries Committee, something that takes effect immediately. And I'm very pleased to be leading that effort because of the importance of hunting and fishing, particularly in northwestern Pennsylvania.
And why is it that that's such an important feature of life in northwestern PA?
Well, hunting and fishing overall are billion-dollar industries in our state, and I'm really pleased to have a stronger voice in the issues regarding our game and fish laws and how they impact our hunters and anglers. I've served on the committee during the first few years in the State House, and now I'm happy to be back as the chairman of the House Game and Fisheries Committee. Our sportsmen and sportswomen are very passionate about their activities, and I'm looking forward to working with them, advancing the issues important to them and our Commonwealth, especially in the northwestern part of the state.
You had mentioned there that it's an important economic part of Pennsylvania's total industrial and job outlook. Just how big is it? Kind of quantify that for us if you can.
Well, according to the most recent study by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, more than 1 million hunters spent a total of $1.6 billion. That was in 2006. And nearly 100 million residents and visitors participated in fishing activities within our state's borders. They spent a total of $1.3 billion. So the impact of these activities can't be underestimated economically. Out-of-state fishing, hunting, and recreational wildlife watching, whether it's a day trip or multi-night stay, helps to fill hotel rooms, local campgrounds, and restaurants, not to mention equipment and license purchases and other necessities, ultimately translating into a stronger economy, which benefits us all.
And in terms of things that your committee will be looking at in the near future, what are some of the first orders of business that you expect the committee to be looking at this year?
Well, our committee will be meeting in February to hear annual reports that will be delivered by the Game Commission on 1 week and by the Fish Commission on the second week, and listening to their efforts and things that are going on and the concerns that they have in the upcoming year through their annual reports.
And this is where they come up with some of the numbers that really give you an idea of what's going on in the industry and in terms of revenue.
Absolutely. And one of the things we'll be looking at early on will be ways to encourage more of our youth to become involved with hunting and fishing. There seems to have been a drop-off in recent years because of other activities taking center stage. So we'll be finding ways to encourage our young people to get more involved with these outdoor activities.
Representative Evans, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, John Evans.